Chapter 7, Helping Hands. The firing came to an end. The horses calmed down. The smoky air began to clear. Clara handed Jack and Annie each a canteen. "Fill these quickly," she said. "We have no time to waste." Jack's legs felt wobbly as he followed Annie to the creek. They filled their canteens, then climbed back into the wagon. "Keep alert," said Clara. "Look for the wounded as they come off the battlefield." She snapped the reins. The horses started off again. As they bumped along, Jack looked ahead for wounded soldiers.
"There," said Annie.
She pointed to a man limping toward them and waving his arms. The man looked very young, more like a teenage boy. His uniform was torn and bloody. It wasn't a blue uniform, though. It was gray. Clara pulled the horses to a stop.
"But he's a Confederate soldier," said Jack.
"When someone is hurt, you give them a helping hand no matter who they are," said Clara. Her voice got softer. "I have seen courage and kindness on both sides of this war. Sometimes things are not as simple as they seem." Jack was glad they had stopped to help the soldier. He jumped out of the wagon.
"Do you need a helping hand?"
he asked the young man.
"Thank you,"
the soldier said softly. Jack helped him into the back of the wagon. The soldier lay down on a pile of blankets and closed his eyes. Jack climbed back onto the seat beside Clara. She snapped the reins and they rode on. They came across more ragged men resting in the shade of an oak tree. These soldiers all wore blue uniforms. Again, Clara stopped the horses. "See if any of those men need a ride to the hospital," she said to Jack and Annie. Jack glanced at the soldier sleeping in the back of the wagon.
"Can a Confederate and a Union soldier be together?"
he asked worriedly. Clara nodded. "Sometimes men are simply too sick and tired to be enemies anymore," she said. "Sometimes they even know each other. Many families and friendships have been torn apart by this war."
"Let's go,"
said Annie, hopping out of the wagon. Jack followed her. They carried their canteens to the men under the oak tree.
"Hi," said Annie. "Does anyone need to go to the hospital?"
"Only John, our drummer boy," a soldier said. "He's suffering from heat stroke, but we all need some water, miss."
Jack saw a young boy lying on the ground. His eyes were closed.
"Oh, Jack," whispered Annie. "He looks just like you."
The boy did look a lot like Jack, just a few years older.
"We better get him to Clara's ambulance right away," Annie said.
She handed her canteen to one of the tired soldiers. Another soldier lifted the drummer boy to his feet. The boy opened his eyes and mumbled a few words. He tried to walk, but he swayed as if he were about to faint.
"Wait," Jack grabbed the boy.
"We'll give you a helping hand," he said.
The drummer boy put his arms around Jack and Annie's shoulders.
"Just a little further, John," Annie said. "You're doing great. Just a little further."
The drummer boy moved as if he were walking in his sleep. His head hung down. His feet shuffled in the dust.
"Take good care of him," one of the men called. "We can't do without him."